it by saying, I got it. Amen. I want you to find that 1 Samuel chapter number 18. We're going to continue from the teaching that we had embarked upon there in our Bible study on this past Wednesday. By show of hands, how many of you were in one of our Bible study services on this past weekend? God bless you. Thank you so much. If your neighbor's hand not up, look at him and say, where you was? Amen. 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 1 Samuel chapter number 18. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter number 18. And please allow me for the second time in as many weeks to read from the New International Version, because I believe that this version presents this thought so succinctly and so very clearly. 1 Samuel chapter number 18 and verse number 6. When you have it, say, I got it, Pastor. Look what the word of the Lord says here. It says, when the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, the women came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing, with joyful songs, and with tambourines and lutes. As they danced, they sang, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands. Are you reading your Bibles? He says in verse number 8, Saul was very angry. This refrain galled him. They have credited David with tens of thousands, he thought, but me with only thousands. What more can he have but the kingdom? Finally, verse number 9, this is what I want you to see. And from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. Did you see verse 9? That from that time forward, it's a transition that took place right here in the book of 1 Samuel. Saul, he eyed David. He eyed David. Look at your neighbor and say, they looking at you. They looking at you. They looking at you. I want to continue on this thought of jealousy. And I want to talk about today a hater's heart. A hater's heart. Now let me position this, because many times when we talk about jealousy, my brothers and sisters, a lot of times we talk about people being jealous of us. But if the truth was told, we all have been on either side of the fence. That some of us, yes, we have been the unfortunate recipients of people being jealous of us. But if we would take a very close introspective look at our lives, many of us have been guilty of being jealous of other people. I knew I wouldn't get a lot of amens right along through there. And so we're talking about today a hater's heart. And my brothers and my sisters, I believe that it's teachings like this that allow us to be better people. And when we become better people, we can live better lives. But the quality of our living is diminished by the things that we don't know. And this is why the devil wants us to become ignorant, so that we won't see or know certain things in our lives, and therefore we can't live this purified life that God has intended for each and every one of us to live. Now we use this word hater for those of you who are ebonically challenged. We use the word hater as modern terminology to describe somebody who is jealous. I don't want to assume that everybody know what I'm talking about. He was teaching on hate this morning. No, I'm really teaching on jealousy. Oh, you understand? If your grandmother here, help out. Amen. Hallelujah. And my brothers and my sisters, every person in this room, watch how I say this now, will have to contend with and have to fight the spirit of jealousy. Because jealousy is a spirit. Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against what? Spiritual things, right. We wrestle against all of these spiritual things. And so we have to fight this, knowing that jealousy is a spirit that will take possession in our heart. It would take up residence in our heart and cause us now to pollute our entire life because of this spirit of jealousy that's residing on the inside of us. And every person in this room has had to deal with it. And if you haven't had to deal with it, perhaps you're being controlled by it. Some of us fight with great success. Others of us suffer as a result. But it's incumbent upon us that we deal with this spirit in our lives, because this spirit of jealousy is an escalator sin. An escalator sin. Y'all have heard of escalator drugs? That some drugs start you out towards using drugs, but it end up with something much harder. And that's what jealousy is. Jealousy is an escalating demon. That jealousy comes in your heart, but it doesn't stop with jealousy. It morphs into other type of demons that are open now. You're open and you're susceptible to. Jealousy, for the most part, always ends up in murder. Because the Bible said the first murder that was ever recorded there in the book of Genesis is when one brother killed his other brother because he was jealous of the gift that he brought unto the Lord. Jealousy, hear me, my brothers and sisters, it always ends in murder. Now you're saying, Pastor, I would never, ever murder anybody. I don't even own a gun and I don't even like knives that much. And yeah, but you may never, ever murder them physically. But when a spirit of jealousy has taken residence in your heart, you'll begin to murder their character. You'll begin to murder their reputation, murder their influence. And when the spirit of jealousy has consumed your life, you won't have nothing nice to say about anybody. It's a spirit. It must be called out and it must be dealt with. And this is not something that we are comfortable in dealing with, because we can point it out in other people. They just hating on me. But like Michael Jackson said, I'm talking about, come on now, y'all saw. I'm asking him to change his ways. So y'all do listen to more than gospel, huh? Amen. And so this is what we find. This is what we find right here in the book of 1 Samuel. We find this. If you would allow me to teach you now, the book of 1 Samuel can actually be, it can be summarized into three sections or three main characters. If you're writing, you can write this down. I would encourage you to read it in your own time. And of course, we all should be reading something from the Word of God every day so that we can grow in His Word. But the book of Samuel is broken down into three specific areas. Chapters 1 through 8, the book of 1 Samuel, it focuses on a fellow by the name of Samuel. Focus on this man by the name of Samuel, chapters 1 through 8. But chapters 9 through 15, the focus changed now. It comes off of Samuel, and it focuses now on this king by the name of Saul. Saul becomes the central character from chapters 19 through chapters 15. But then from chapter 16 until the end of the book in chapter 31, the shift now is focused now on this fella by the name of David. So here it can be broken down into three specific characters. Everybody say Samuel. Everybody say Saul. Everybody say David. Now that's very important. You have to understand this. Everybody say it again. Samuel. Everyone say Saul. Everyone say David. Now, y'all remember we taught this now. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 1 that Hannah, this woman, she prayed for a male child because she had to live in a house with another man who had a wife that was living in the same house. He had two wives living in the same house, and that's trouble, parenthetically, for anybody who... Okay, and so she was praying for a male child, and the Bible says the Lord granted her request, and Samuel was born. Samuel now becomes the priest or the prophet that God had ordained him to be when Hannah said that she'll give him back unto the Lord, that he can serve him all the days of her life or his life. And so Samuel now becomes the prophet, and God now asks Samuel to go and anoint a king for Israel. And the king first that he goes to anoint is this fella by the name of Saul. That Saul becomes the king over Israel. Samuel anointing him, pronounced the blessings of God over his life. But then Saul displeased God because God asked him to go and kill all of the Amalekites. And Samuel killed the Amalekites, but he didn't kill them all. He took the kings and made them his servants. So he was operating in partial obedience. And whenever you operate in partial obedience, God says, I have to take my anointing off of your life. Man, I can teach right there. And so the Bible says that now in 1 Samuel, God told Samuel, he says, now I need you to go and anoint another king. So he goes now. Saul is still in the position, but he goes and he anoints David now as the new king over Israel. Watch this now. He anoints David as king even while Saul was still in the position. Did you get that? That sometimes God can anoint us for some things while somebody else still have it. So don't you get discouraged because what you've been anointed for is occupied right now. Because in due season, God is going to allow you to walk into what it is that God has anointed you for. Y'all can play with me this morning, but I'm just going to get, I got a lot of preaching to do today. So watch this now. The Bible says now, David, this little shepherd boy, is anointed for the palace even while Saul is there. Mm-hmm. The Lord is telling somebody in this room, it's yours. It's yours. And so now Saul becomes jealous of David in every point of view. Because watch this, because Saul understands that David has something on his life. And so now we find in chapter number 18 that this jealousy is beginning to brew, if you will, or brood, B-R-O-O-D, in his heart. Because Saul, he's the king, but he's jealous of a little shepherd boy. He's jealous of somebody who is not even statistically on his level. And isn't it strange how some people can be jealous and they got more than you have? Isn't that funny? How you gonna hate on me and really you're in a better position than I am? Because my brothers and my sisters, hear me, it's something about the spirit of jealousy that you can be gifted, you can be anointed, you can be paid, but the spirit of jealousy can still reside in your heart. Because jealousy it has no regard of your station in life. Watch this. Let me give you a definition of what jealousy really is. And this is going to help you make sense. For those of you who are at Bible study, you have this. Jealousy is the manifestation of insecurity. And it's a dissatisfaction with one's calling and with one's self-worth. Let that sink in. That's what jealousy really is. It's really not that I don't like you. It's that I'm insecure in who I am. And when you are insecure in who you are, you become jealous of other people who are successful in being who they are. See, show me somebody that's jealous, and I'll show you somebody that's insecure. Because people who are insecure are afraid of other people who are confident in who they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, and their problem is really not with you. Their problem is with God. Because what they believe is that you don't deserve what you have. Well, if the truth was told, none of us deserve what we have. But we have what we have, but for the grace of God. So baby, don't hate me for what I have. You got to take that up for God. Because where I am, he brought me. What I have, he gave me. And where I'm going, he's going to take me. See, so this spirit, Chris, of jealousy is a manifestation of insecurity. When you don't know your purpose in life, you become envious of people who do know their purpose in life. Because you have to know that God created created you for more than just working a job, coming home, fussing at kids, coming to church, going back home, working a job, fussing at kids. You got to know that, God, I was created for great things. And when you get focused on your purpose, when your heart is on your purpose, you don't have time to be looking at what nobody else is doing, because I realize that God has given me an assignment. He's given me a purpose to fulfill. So I ain't got time to be hating on what you doing. Baby, do what you do. I'm going to do what I do, because when I do what I do, can't nobody do it like I do it. And this is what happened to King Saul. This is what happened. See, now if we're going to understand this relationship between Saul and David, what you really ought to do is read chapter 16, 17, and 18. Because chapter 16, chapter 17, and chapter 18 showed you why Saul was really hateful of David. Chapter 16 is when David was anointed. It's when David is anointed as king. Somebody say he was anointed. Watch this now. I think I've talked this before. Chapter 17 is when David meets his adversary. You know, the fella by the name of Goliath. Chapter 16, he's anointed. But after you get anointed, you better get ready, because there's always going to be an adversary. Y'all ain't feeling this. But after you deal with your adversary, there comes, in chapter 18, advancement. Okay, all right. I'm going to get that to you one more time. 16, David is anointed. 17, there is an adversary. And let me let you know that for every level, there is a devil you're going to have to fight. For every anointing, there is an adversary that you're going to have to contend with. But the Bible says, watch this, that David slew his Goliath and advancement was in his future. And there's somebody in here today, you've been going through hell, and you know the reason that you're going through hell is because you are anointed for something. And I want to just let you know that when you become anointed for something, you better get ready to meet your adversary. Oh, come on, some of y'all, you dealing with some stuff right now, and the only reason you dealing with it is because of where you are with God. That God has taken you to another level of faith, so the devil has to send another adversary. But after you complete and defeat your adversary, advancement is in your corner. Oh boy, won't you touch your neighbor and say, promotion is all over you. Promotion is all over you, baby. Stand the test of time. This ain't quitting time. This is time for you to dig in, because you realize when this giant falls that God is going to advance me. So the Bible says now, David moves into the palace after he defeated Goliath, and now Saul is eyeing him. Saul is wondering, where in the world did he come from? And I want to let you know, don't you think everybody on your job is happy that you're there? Don't you think that everybody in your family who smile in your face is really happy to see you succeed? Because I don't know if you know this or not, but you got some player haters around you that they smile in your face, but all the time they want to take your place. Backstabbers, that's who they are. They're backstabbers, and the Bible says that Saul eyed David. He you know, back in my hood we used to say he was looking at him sideways. How he got here? He ain't even got no diploma. How you get the job? You ain't even qualified. You don't even have the experience. Baby, I got favor on my life. And favor done brought me where. Favor let me drive what I drive. And favor let me live where I live. So don't hate on me. God did it, not me. And if you got a problem with it, take it up with God. See, and so the Bible says, sit down, y'all, mama's up. The Bible says that Saul, hear this, he was consumed. Meaning it, jealousy has ran all through him now. That day after day and night after night, every time he see David, it messed with him. Consumed him. And that's what jealousy will do. He was depressed. He had to take medication. He had to have somebody to come in and play music and soothe him and stroke his ego and say, Saul, you're the king. Saul, you're the one. Saul, you're the... Because this jealousy was all over him. See, this is why you gotta deal with this. And can I tell you something? Can I share something with you about your neighbor? There's a little Saul in the person sitting next to you. Just look at him. Say, what's up, Saul? Come on, you can look at him. This is a safe environment. Ain't no, go ahead, look at him. Just look at him. Say, what's up, Saul? Glad you came to church this morning. You're going to get delivered. Amen. This is serious. I'm serious with this. Because it's in us all. It affects us all. But we have to be honest enough to deal with it for what it is. Let me give you now today, before I pray, 5 reasons that Saul was jealous of David. 5 reasons that Saul hated David. And these are the same reasons. Come on, y'all got to receive this message the way that God wants us to receive. These are the reasons that people are jealous of us. And these are the reasons that we become jealous of other people. It's 2 sides to this teaching today. It's for you to understand why they don't like you, but it's also for you to understand why you perhaps don't like other people. Because sometimes, if you would be honest, there's some people you don't even know, but you just don't like them. And when they ask you why you don't, I don't know why I don't like them. I'm glad I got some honest people in here today. That sometimes, Pastor, I'm sure I don't even know why I don't like them. I just don't like them. We say stuff like, they rub me the wrong way. No, it's spiritual. See, it's a spirit that perhaps is in you that's being called out. Am I teaching well? Say I am. Amen. Okay, good. 5 reasons Saul was jealous of David. I'm going to expose this, though. I got my security here. And they packing. Don't try them. We'll make the news. Amen. 5 reasons Saul was jealous of David. I'm just playing. They're not. Number 1, Saul was jealous of David because of David's performance. Because of David's performance. I don't want you to take Pastor Abel's word for this. Look in verse number 6. I pray you brought your Bible to church today. Look what he says. He says in verse number 6, you have it? Say, I got it. He says, when the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, Goliath, the women came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing and joyful songs and with the tambourines and lutes. Now, they're coming back from war. They're coming to meet Saul, but David is the one with Goliath's head in his hand. Because the Bible says that David killed the giant Goliath. And he didn't just punch him in the throat and knocked him out. But what he did was he cut his head off. He decapitated Goliath and he took his head and brought it to the king. And the Bible says they're coming back home now from war, and David has perhaps blood all on his uniform and Goliath's head in his hand. And now Saul is jealous because David performed well and killed his giant. And people are always going to be jealous because of something that you've done that was successful. Because you had enough courage to fight your demon and receive what God had for you as a result of you dealing with your giant. Oh God. See, and what kills me with this is that Saul was jealous of David because he killed Goliath in chapter 17, but Saul had the same chance to fight Goliath just like David did. Because the Bible says both of the armies, the Israel and the Philistine, was on the mountains, and Goliath stepped out into the valley. And he said, send me somebody from over there that can handle me. Come on now, y'all ain't got to make me work too hard right here. He was in the valley and he was calling them out. Who wants some of this? Who got enough mitigated gall and testicular fortitude to step out and deal with Goliath? He was calling them out. And the Bible says Saul could have fought him. But he was faithless. He was weak. He was a coward. He was sitting there shaking in his boots. But when David showed up, David said, man, y'all gonna let this dude talk to y'all like that? He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that defied the army of the living God? He says, today God shall make you like one of these carcasses of the bird. And David killed Goliath. Isn't it funny that people hate on you and they had the same chance to do what you did? Oh boy, you got to hear this hater's heart right here, because some people are envious of you because you have your education and they could have went to school just like you. You could have went to college, you could have got your degree, but you were slothful, you was lazy, you wasn't disciplined, you were playing spades in the union all week. Don't get mad at me because I was doing what I was supposed to do and I graduated. Now you're going to look, he think he all that now because he got a degree. He don't even act the same no more. No, baby, you should have did it too. He hated him because of his performance. Not only did he hate him because of his performance. Y'all cool? I can give you some more. Y'all all right? All right, I came to work. He says he hated him for his performance, but also he hated him because of David's praise. Watch this. He hated him because how the people praise David. It's right here in the Bible. I ain't making this up. We're just reading the word. Look, the Bible says after they came back in verse number 6, verse number 7 says that the women who came out to meet Saul, they danced and they sang. And they said, Saul has slain his thousands. Mm-hmm. And David has slain tens of thousands. Boy, they had a little second line that broke out. They had their little towel and watch this. They had a little buck jump was going on. Trombone shorty probably was out there and now they saying Saul done slain his thousands, but David has slain his tens of thousands. Now Saul was cool with the first line. He probably was walking in with the first line like, yep. But then when they flipped it and gave him the second line and say David has slain his tens of thousands, he was like, wait a minute. How y'all gonna give David more praise than y'all giving me? And see, some people can't take it when other people begin to recognize your success. Oh, you better watch it now. Yeah, why do you feel like that? Come on, that's it. Tell him I want you to succeed. I want you to go to the next level.